Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Thank you, Henrik Lundqvist. Thanks for lifting a franchise that missed the playoffs 7 straight years before you got here and made the playoffs 11 of your first 12 seasons when you arrived. The first final in 20 years.
For the first time in 20 years, the New York Rangers are headed to the Stanley Cup Final.
The first President's Trophy in 21.
Oh, and Lundqvist somehow keeps it out on the attempt by Vanek. What a save.
Thanks for allowing us to see one of the best ever to do it.
And Henrik Lundqvist makes the save of the night. Goodness gracious.
A gold medal and a bronze medal for Team Sweden, a Vezina, 5 All-Star teams, and also every Ranger goaltending record you can think of.
We salute the franchise's all-time winning goaltender and leader in shutout wins, number 30, Henrik Lundqvist.
Thanks for the millions you've raised for the Garden of Dreams Foundation. Thanks for representing our sport and city with class and dignity.
I will always feel like a Ranger, you know, the things I've experienced here, it's pretty amazing.
Ah, yes, Rangers legend Henrik Lundqvist will have his number 30 retired into the rafters at Madison Square Garden prior to the Rangers game tomorrow night. MSG Networks will have commemorative coverage on the night of the jersey retirement, which will include a new one-on-one interview special with Henrik and Steve Valiquette that will air at 5:30 p.m. tomorrow. The network will then have complete coverage throughout the night, including coverage of the ceremony, which will begin at 6:30 p.m., and we'll have coverage as well right here on 98.7 ESPN. And the man of tomorrow night, Henrik Lundqvist, joins us now. Henrik, it's Michael, Don, and Peter. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. Are you a little nervous?
maybe a little bit. Mostly I'm just excited. You know, I have so many friends and family members here in New York now. They arrived yesterday. And yeah, I'm just excited to get an opportunity to share this moment with everyone that meant so much to me growing up, but also throughout my career.
Now, one thing that I always see with athletes, and I see this at Yankee Stadium when they retire numbers or when they make Hall of Fame speeches, all of their ex-teammates make bets about whether or not they'll cry. Have people made bets with you, and do you think you'll cry?
No bets yet, what I know of. But, yeah, you know what? I don't know. I'm not going to try to predict how I'm going to feel or how things are going to go tomorrow. I just want to be in the moment and really enjoy it. It's definitely been an interesting year for me and a pretty emotional year in so many ways. But tomorrow, I'm just looking to feel so much love, you know, towards so many people that meant so much to me for so many years, the fans and the organization and obviously friends, family. So if there will be tears, we'll see. I don't know. But no matter what, I really look forward to a very special moment for me.
And Henrik, the thing that was so special about you, obviously all the things that you accomplished during your career, but I never saw a player so immediately connect with the city. You chose to live in Manhattan. You just fell in love with the city, and the city in turn fell in love with you. What was it about New York that just seemed to connect immediately?
I'm going to say everything. I mean, this place, just the energy, the opportunities, the people, the excitement, the intensity, the big stage, everything added to, you know, me just really enjoying, you know, being here. And I felt it right away. Obviously, it's such a different place compared to where I grew up. And you know, coming here, I was very open-minded because I didn't really know what I was walking into. But I really fell in love with the city, the organization, and everything that comes with playing for the Rangers. So, you know, it feels great. I'm done playing, but we're staying, and raising my kids here, and just having a really good time being here.
This might seem silly, Henrik, but like it does cross my mind with the way things played out with Washington and the unfortunate end there for you. Do you consider yourself just completely a career Ranger? Like, do you consider that the Capitals deal even happened, or have you kind of erased that from your personal history?
Yeah, you know, it never really happened. I really struggled when my time was up in New York to really see myself play anywhere else. It was hard. But then I started going to the rink, and I realized how much I love the game still, and I wanted to compete. So, you know, I signed. I went there. They were amazing and very supportive. But then in the end, you know, my heart said no. It was not meant to be. And I was very grateful for the opportunity and to go there and play more hockey. But in the end, like I said, it was not meant to be. And it's funny how things work out. You know, I really struggled with that decision to see myself play anywhere else. And after that, you know, it's been a journey, no question about it, through the ups and downs. And I also had, a lot of time to reflect on my time here and how happy I am and grateful for all the memories and friendships. And it's just amazing. And now every time I walk into the Garden, that's what I think of, all the memories and friendships. And feel very, very blessed.
As with all athletes, Henrik, you have to deal with the end of your career at a very, very young age. You're an extremely young man. Do you still miss playing?
Absolutely. I love the game, and there's things I miss. There's things I you know, don't miss, you know, but when I watch the current team and, you know, when they do well and you win games, especially at the Garden, you know, that feeling, that's something I think I'll miss it for the rest of my life, because it's so hard to replace. But with that comes so much effort and commitment, and it takes a toll on you, no question, but it's worth it. That's why it was so special to win, because you put so much into it. But it's going to be hard to replace that feeling, and I'm sure I'll miss it.
Yeah, and you won't miss the losing, I'm sure, because you really wore your heart on your sleeve. You seem to take losing not badly, not unprofessionally, but you could just see how devastated you were when you lost games. Is that something you feel good about now that it's out of your life, or will, in a strange way, will you miss that part of the competition?
Yeah, that is a good question, because it did take a toll on me, and it meant so much to me. I was so invested. But I thought it was kind of part of my journey, in a way. But yeah, I think I want to say that I don't really miss that part, because it was hard at times. But at the same time, that's what made it so special, you know, to have success and to win games. In the end, that's what it came down to. And that started at an early age for me, winning and competing. And that's what really is pushing me forward, and pushing me to work harder. That feeling of try to win and get better.
When you came to the Rangers, I mean, people do dream big, but did you ever dream this big, that at some point at the end of your career, you would then be part of forever? As long as there's a world and there's a New York Ranger team and there's this blue marble spinning in the orbit, that number 30 is never going to be worn. Did you ever dream that big?
No. You know, coming here, I said earlier, I came with a very open mind, but it was hard to, you know, really know what I was walking into. But I was just so focused and determined to make the team. And then you go from there. You don't look too far. You don't think about next year or 5 years down the road. It's just right now, and that's the next game, and try to win. And that's what, you know, that was my thinking. So to sit here now, 15 years later, and think back of everything I went through and experienced, and it's kind of crazy. It's hard to believe that, you know,
and
get this opportunity. I feel so honored.
And usually when a player has his number retired, they're not the 205th overall pick. They don't start their career backing up, you know, Kevin Weeks. So you really worked to get there. But when you first got here, were you just assured that the opportunity would present itself? Or was there any doubt that, you know, could I really do this at this level, considering where you were drafted?
Yeah, the draft was way behind me. To me, I felt very well prepared, to be honest. Mm-hmm. I played 4 or 5 years, the highest level in Sweden, won a couple of championships. I played in the national team. And my last year in Sweden was during the lockout, so I had an opportunity to play against probably 10, 11 other NHL goalies. So to me, I knew I could compete against them. The question to me was, can I adjust my game a little bit? Because it is a different style here, smaller rinks, more intense, and top scorers are maybe a little bit better. But I think that was a big question for me. Can I adjust my game quickly? But I knew I could compete at their level. So that feeling that convinced helped me, feeling confident. But in the end, you don't really know until you do it. And then to feel that support right away, that made a huge difference as well. To feel like I belonged here early, that made a big difference.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
All right, I'm going to ask you a silly question, Henrik. Ready? You're an identical twin. Did your brother ever, if you didn't want to go to a practice and your brother wasn't doing anything, did you ever have him just be Henrik Lundqvist for the day?
The thing with both of us, we loved to practice. It was almost a war at home if we didn't get to go to practice. It was so important. It was the best part of the day, going there and if we were not at practice, we were outside on the street playing street hockey. So that was never an issue, not want to go to practice.
Well, did you ever, like, fool dates or something like that?
We were too nice, too honest. We didn't trick people.
They really are.
To be honest, actually, we got a little tired that people mix us up, especially in school. We could have teachers after a year still, saying the wrong name. They would say, call me Joel, and called Joel Henrik, and it was like, enough, just get it right. That was more that feeling, so we didn't feel like we want to trick people.
Was your family ever fooled? I mean, obviously, they know you best. Were they ever fooled?
I don't think so, no. Okay. We didn't fool them. We tried to be nice.
Is there any emptiness that there was no cup?
There's definitely some disappointment there. There's no question. We had, 3, 4, 5 years where we really had a good opportunity to try to win, and we just fell short. So it's bittersweet thinking back, because those moments were also great moments, but there's definitely some disappointment there as well. But to me also, as much as you want to win, the important thing for me was also the journey there and the all the months leading up to it, all the games, all the travel with the team and the things we experienced, that was important as well. But of course, you know, losing that 2014, that one hurts, does, but at the same time, very, very thankful and grateful for all the memories created along the way.
What do you think of the guy who has followed you, Shesterkin, and what do you think of this Ranger team this year?
Yeah, they're looking so good. I love the way they play, and their roles are it looks like they figure out their roles on the team. And that's a big piece when you have a new coach and a couple of new guys come in, just a big understanding who's doing what. And then Igor has been playing amazing. You know, he's one of the best goalies in the league right now. And he looks very comfortable and calm and making a huge difference for them. So it's great to watch, you know, that and playing in the city with good momentum and good energy. I think it gives people a lot of excitement.
How special is it to have all this happen and your opponent is Matt Zuccarello?
Yeah, it's funny how things happen, right? We planned this and we're going back and forth, different dates. And TV rights was a big part of it. And then my brother's schedule was a big part. And then in the end, came down to this game and Matt's happened to play tomorrow and Talbot is in that. So it'll be great to see them and have them be part of that night.
All right. Now, I don't know if you care about this, but you're with the MSG Network now. You do a lot of work on the pre and between period and the postgame show. And my wife is not a sports fan. And I had the Ranger pregame show on the other day and you were on the air. And she just walked by and she doesn't know who you are. And she said, that guy is good on the air. He presents himself well. He presents his words well. That guy's going to be a star on TV. Do you like doing TV?
I really enjoy it. You know, and to me, it's about the people. Just surround yourself with people that you enjoy working with and having fun with. And I've known John and Steve for so many years. So, and the crew working around the set is awesome. So, yeah, I'm having a lot of fun with it. And it's also an opportunity for me to stay connected to the Rangers in a nice way. So it's been great.
I will tell you this, Henrik, just a little aside. I went to college with John Giannone. I know every bad thing there is to know about him. So if you need any info, I'll give it to you. I know everything about the guy. Everything.
All right, yeah. Please send me an email after the show here and get
you
me
got it.
Stuff.
Well, we hope you have you deserve this night. You are beloved in New York. You've been a great Ranger. And we really, really hope that you just enjoy every second out of tomorrow night when they pull number 30 up to the rafters at the pinwheel roof. And you should have a great time, Henrik. You should be very proud.
I will. Thank you so much, guys. I really appreciate it.
Good luck.
Take care, Henrik.
Thank you. Thank you.
That is Henrik Lundqvist. And Don, you know him, obviously. We don't know him other than when we've had him on. He seems like just the nicest guy, is he?
Oh, very. He was a superstar. He really was. And sometimes they can be aloof and difficult to talk to. And
look at Peter.
He was always accessible. He spoke after every game, win or loss. He was almost like a captain in that sense. I can't think of too many post games that I was involved with where he played and didn't speak, even games in which he might have gotten pulled or got shelled. And at Michael, after a loss, you know, on the road, you know, we'd get on the plane and you could see like the players, not that they don't care, that some of them, most of them are able to shut it off.
Right. They get over it.
And he was the one guy, like, he would sit there and you could tell. You could just tell whether he won or lost the game on his body language and how he sat on the plane and have to walk past him. Because, you know, Michael, we sit in the back.
Right.
And you know, he'd always have that look of just disgust on his face. And I remember thinking, and even talking to Dave about it too, like, is that sustainable to be that into it? You know, because it could wear you down. You know, and it never did. It just made him stronger. And his best games were always after a bad one. You could almost lock it in that he was going to be tremendous after a game he got pulled or a game where he lost 6-5. And he changed everything about this franchise. Michael, when they came out of the lockout, they were looked upon as the worst team in the NHL, had missed the playoffs 7 straight years before the lockout. And Kevin Weeks is the starting goaltender. And within a couple of weeks, he takes over the job. And they have a fantastic season to make the playoffs and only missed a couple of times the rest of the way that he was here. And competed for a cup and won a President's Trophy and Most of it all has to do with his arrival and what he meant to this this town and to this fan base.
Now, Peter, let me ask you, because I think you think a lot of like me sometimes. I think God gives things to people that they can handle. If I was part of an identical twin situation, the havoc that we would wreak, I mean, it would just be unbelievable.
Yeah, that was you gave a little bit of insight to your soul with some of the questions.
So you wouldn't do that?
I wouldn't play actual tricks on people. I mean,
really?
With teachers, okay. Would I have fun in school and with friends? Yes, I would. Would I go on a date pretending to be my brother? No, I would not.
You don't know that. You're saying you wouldn't. You don't know that.
You're right. And I'm listening. I know that I've asked the same sort of question to the McCourties and things like that. It's an interesting conversation, but I think at some point you just become a real weirdo and creep.
It is creepy to do.
Well, you've sung about that, right?
That's
true.
I'm
a creep.
Yeah.
I'm a weirdo.
Right. Why don't you kill me?
Yeah.
You wouldn't do anything so untoward, right, Don? I'm not a creepo. You're a creepo.
I mean, I would do it in school, like switch
right.
classes or something,
sure.
or try to fool your parents or whatever, but to go on a date? That's
to see if the woman really loves you. Like, if she would tell the difference between Don and Dan.
So you mean you an established relationship, not like a first date?
No, an established relationship.
Oh, that's
see if
even
my brother,
worse.
Because, like, if she would allow him to make out with her, and then if she would know the difference.
Oh, dear God. How do you end up with this woman? How would she end up with you? To know that you did
she
that,
would never
you
have
violated
to know.
That kind of trust.
She'd never know. Only but you some, and your brother would
But
know.
Sometimes it's the secrets that eat away at you. If you're a person, if you have a heart. Now, for you, it wouldn't bother you at all. You'd probably skip from one place to the other. But for people like me and Peter that have a heart that's red and beats blood,
like,
we couldn't
like,
live with each
like
other.
For instance, like if I had a twin brother and, you know, he always dreamed about doing a Yankee game on TV. I'd let him do a game on Yes if they didn't know who it was.
Oh, my God. I don't think you would do that.
I would. I'd let him do this show.
I don't know if that's true, and it's not that's a false equivalency. But I do know of a couple. I think I told you this once before. I heard of a couple. The husband had a twin brother, and it developed into a very weird situation.
Oh, I love it.
Very weird. Where like
on whose part?
On everyone's part.
Ah, that's great. See, that's living life.
That's, I mean, it was like...
You're taking a big bite of the apple there.
The husband would be out of town a lot, and they were very close with the twin brother, and he would step right in.
Dear God.
Yeah, he did all the duties.
So you don't think that's a violation of a trust,
No,
Peter?
No, she knew. He's saying that she was part
yes.
of it.
Yes. Yeah, no, she knew. It was a violation. I mean,
it
you can even look...
a really strange thropple.
It's just a very progressive.
There's not a lot of love there. A lot of lust.
This is a strange thing for Michael, considering it appears that his biggest hang up in life is being lied to, and that like he would dead people in a half a second.
Yeah.
Right.
So this seems like a weird choice for you.
But when someone gives you an identical twin on the planet, you got to play with it.
Every once in a while, guys, to everyone listening, are the guys and gals who consume us every day. Every once in a while, Michael accidentally just opens up a window to his soul. I suggest you take a good look and see what you see. Because it's dark in there.
Bring a light.
Bring a light. Bring a flashlight. Your phone light's not enough, okay?
Oh, okay.
You might have to wear a helmet with the light on it.
Sometimes, you know, I apologize. I really do. Sometimes I forget that I'm working with Gandhi and Gandhi
no,
too.
No,
I'm sorry.
Wow.
You guys are so pure and
I do
would
well.
Never do anything wrong. I'm the bad guy on the show. I'm sorry, Gandhi. Both of you, Gandhi. Gandhi won.
I think there's a happy medium between you and Gandhi.
I prefer you refer to us as Mother Teresa and Dr. Albert Schweitzer.
Yeah.
The Giants have just tweeted out they have completed their second interview with Brian Flores today.
Okay.
So there you go. We'll take a brief time out, see if I could find a twin out there. Take your phone calls, 1-800-919-3776. Jeff Van Gundy is going to join us at 5 o'clock. That should be fun. We're on until 6:30, Rangers and the Blue Jackets. After that, it's Kay, LeGreco Rosenberg, and you on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.